Blog Talk Radio.
Put your hands to do with good results. I'm telling you, I say that the Lord is good.
Yeah. Hey, 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 everybody, say.
Love them with your hands up.
We lift our hands to reach you. We lift our hearts to love you. Holy is your wonder. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We love you. Lift up your voices and say this. We love you, Lord. We love you. Say that with me. Say, we love you, Byron.
Spending time with you, like I should. Forgive me, I'll get better. may forget to pray. It's been part of my day.
With God.
Without talking to you,
with God.
Never saying thank you,
with God.
Like I said, forgive me, I get better.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place.
Roderick, you're owning 5.
Girl, I'm coming.
5, 4, 3,
put my shoes on.
2, 1. Showtime.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Roderick Owensby. I'm going to be talking to you about the weapon of the tongue. You know, gossip, backbiting, and slander is the character of Satan. You know, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. The tongue is more powerful than any atomic bomb. You know, half of the world is composed of people who have something to say and can't back it up. And the other half have nothing to say and keep on saying it. Most people are repeating things that they have heard from something or somebody that they have respect for, whether that person is negative or positive. It's normal to talk, but if we use our speech to alleviate the many problems that we face in our world, you know, the tongue is dangerous. We need to examine the importance of keeping such a dangerous weapon under control. You'd be surprised how many families are torn up by the tongue. You'd be surprised. Wars and rumors of wars because of what somebody said. We have to keep this mouth, this tongue, under control. There are times I have to repent because there's times that I've spoken in anger and there's times that I've spoken out of season. The Lord has given us the tongue of the learned, that we may know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. And he causes us to awake spiritually so that we can understand the seasons of God. If you don't know the seasons of God, you can speak out of turn. 2012 is the year where there's going to be a great move of God concerning promotions. You're going to hear about a lot of people that's being promoted by God. Then you're going to hear people that God has fired. There is a supernatural presence of God that is being released in the earth, and God is releasing those that will speak what God has said. There's a restoration of the fivefold ministry. But I want you to know there's good news. God is releasing the leaders after his own heart. The spirit of Elijah is in the land that will restore the hearts of the fathers back to the children. You know, David said in Psalms 39:1, he said, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. The scripture clearly condemns and warns us and is full of examples of the dangers of uncontrolled tongue. Moses sinned with his mouth, and it kept him from the land of promise, his earthly inheritance. Now, our tongue can keep us from our earthly inheritance, earthly blessings, earthly wealth, inventions, prosperity, long life, no premature death. It is a promise of God. Digging for the fact is better than jumping to conclusion. You know, most people don't have the patience to try to find out the facts, but they will jump to conclusions. Many parts of our country is built upon lies and slanders. There's a spirit in America and in the world. To murder character is truly a crime as to murder the body, the tongue, the slanderer. To slander a brother is like stabbing someone with a dagger in the back, like an assassin. Character assassination is once easier and surer than physical assault, and it involves far less risk for the assassin. That little soft thing that's in our mouth that we taste our favorite foods with, we can taste the seasoning, the flavor, the juices of a steak, is the most dangerous organ in the body. Character assassination is one thing that Satan uses often. He did it to Jesus. He did it to everyone that is of positive influence. Destroy another brother or sister in Christ. I want to talk to you about the spirit of gossip, this spirit, this personality. This is what gossip says. This is what I believe gossip will say.
Hello, my name is Gossip. I have no respect for justice. I'm men without heroes. I break hearts. And I ruin lives. I am trained. The more I am quoted, the more I am believed. My victims are helpless. They cannot protect themselves against me because I have no name and no face. To track me down is impossible. The harder you try, the more elusive I become. I am nobody's friend. Once I tarnish a reputation, it is never the same. I topple government.
Before you repeat a story, ask yourself, is it true? Is it fair? Is it necessary? If not, shut up.
Yeah, I need somebody to get excited about Jesus in this place.
We love you. together, but God blessed us with us.
Yes, what's night love without day love, baby?
Your whispers are pleasant to my ears, and your wisdom comforts me, my husband.
And the fire of love stops at nothing. It sweeps everything before it.
Flood waters can't drown love. Torrents of rain can't put it out.
Love can't be bought. Love can't be sold.
Baby, it's not to be found on the market.
Hello, this is Roderick Owensby. Have you spent most of your life trying to cause others to like you? It's a good question. Have you spent most of your life trying to be accepted by your friends and even family? Have you been over backwards for people you may not even know, let alone ones you do know? Another question that I have for you. Do you or have you ever extensively worried whether someone likes you or not? If you seem to find yourself in a never-ending circle of not feeling good or liking yourself due to caring too much about others more than yourself, caring too much about other people's opinion or opinions of you, seem to be walking without the confidence that you need to feel better about who you are in life. Well, this is Roderick Owensby. I'm going to be dealing with these spiritual deep issues. It's time that we've got to understand the power that lies within all of us to overcome all of the traps and snares of the enemy, and how Satan, listen to this, is the accuser of the brethren. And he is the father of lies. He has plenty of puppets doing what he does best, which is spreading false accusations about the children of God. 818-431-8553. I'll be back in a moment.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
Yeah.
comes in the morning, and everything is gonna be alright.
Listen, it's so important that we encourage ourselves. You know, so many times in society with so many ideologies of separatism, and even in our churches, that there's a spirit of me and mine, this is our church, and you go to that church, and it's such a separatism in our society. Then we have the Pharisees and the Sadducees type spirits in religion. And then we have the political separations that we see our children see. And, you know, the Republicans against the Democrats and so on and so on. And then we have the independents. And then we hear constantly of different classes of people. You know, I'm one that have never agreed, even from a young lad. It's something about being called a minority that I threw up. I spit it out of my mouth. It didn't set right in my spirit. And some people don't accept and calling themselves a minority. Well, great is he that is in me. I don't know about you, then he that is in the world. When the prophet was approached by hundreds of false prophets, anytime you have God in you, you are a majority. I didn't say superiority, majority. Yeah, so we have the first class, the middle class, the poor class, and all of these classes, and man needs to go back to class, God's class. And there's one class, as far as I'm concerned, the human class. So I'm not with all of this isms and schisms. And yeah, it's time out for that. I tell my son, he's 8 years of age, and I tell Elisha that there are people of age, but they're still an adolescent. We got 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, but they're still an adolescent. There are people who think because they are a certain color that they're better than everybody else. I'm talking about on all sides. I don't have a white black mentality, so don't even start. I want you to be receptive. I'm not sent to those that are well. I am sent to those that need healing. And so if you open your hearts, you will receive what the Holy Spirit has given me now. Now, if you don't want to receive it, no harm done. God bless you and I love you. But to those that are tired of the norm, those that are tired of the same old, I'm sent to you. Those who have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, those who have a serious crave, you know, just like at White Castle, the crave, but they're talking about the natural food, but those who have a crave for God, I'm telling you, I am sent to you. And I want you to know that I'm going to say something. I want you to repeat after me. I can see you in the spirit. You're so welcome to call in 818-431-8553. This is Roderick Owensby. Say this with me. What people think of me is none of my business. Go ahead and say it. What people think of me is none of my business. See, one of the things that has been inspired to my thought life from the Holy Spirit is simply thinking that it's our business what people think about us. It's not our business. The prophet Samuel was weeping about King Saul that's been anointed as king, and God told him to get up and go anoint Saul as king. Well, the time came where Saul was rejected by God because he disobeyed. And God let Samuel know, hey, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. Once we understand that when it comes to the kingdom of God, it's not my business what people think about me. And so, even when it comes to family folk, it's no longer my business. I feel so free. I wanted to share this with you. We're just getting started. I want to show you how this way of thinking will reconcile with truth and peace and spiritual growth and integrity. And furthermore, we will achieve this impeccable thought pattern, way of thinking. And it's nothing more than what Christ taught. And learn how. Come on, people. We must learn how to avoid the pitfalls of crazy makers, gossip mongers, chaos junkies. We got people who are chaos junkies. You know, there are some people who wake up in the morning before they go to work. They have to have a cup of coffee. At the same time, there are people who have to have a cup of gossip. Do you not know there are people who live, who breathe, who move to slander others? Don't you know there's big businesses that's built, billion-dollar businesses every year that's built on lies? Many parts of our society has been built on lies, not truth. Well, we don't have to fret. God has given us a mastery, and I want to share it with you. One of the things that stops many of God's people from being successful, now mind you, success is not a home. It's not about where you live, what you drive, what you wear. And I'm in Matthew 6. Success is simply having God as your Father, God working for you. You are serving God. You become his friend by faith. It's only by faith that you could become a friend of God. Abraham was a friend of God. So therefore, Jesus said, henceforth, I'm not calling you servants anymore, but I'm calling you friends. This is part of the coming of Jesus Christ, was to establish a peaceable friendship between man and God. So this is available to every person who will believe. You are a friend of God. Go ahead and say it. I am a friend of God. But let me tell you something. Being a friend of God, oh, why would you consider what others are saying about you? They have the time to talk about you because they don't have the time to pray. And then one of the things that gossipers will do, those who are envious and jealous, they will be in denial of the very fact that they do find their little corner and their little private meetings time to discuss your life because they have none. Now I'm talking to somebody that's you feeling like, oh, God, who am I? Why was I born? What is my purpose in life? Come on. And you have those that really don't understand that this is a big world and everybody needs to be ministered to. There's an audience for what I'm saying. And I know you're listening. And I know you're saying, thank God for the word of God. Listen, some of you go to churches where you feel like you are nobody because you don't shout the way other folks shout. You don't speak in tongues the way other folks speak in tongues. So what? So what? God chose you because you are unique. You are uniquely designed by God to worship Him in spirit and in truth. So what do you do? How do you avoid the pitfalls of crazy makers? People who make this love. Don't you know some folk are addicted to drama? Mm-hmm. I'm serious. I mean like a drug. It's a drug to start. You got folk like that on your job. They just have to look and see how they can make somebody look bad. Come on. You got people like that in your churches. They just plot like a lion. That's hungry. They plot. How can I make somebody look less than me? Come on. Yeah, really. There are people who sleep, wake up with the same mind. I often wonder, how can you go to sleep and wake up the same way? But there are people who are professional slanderers. I mean, they are after to slander anybody that they can because they have a father and his name is Satan. So the devil is the author of confusion. So how do you avoid the pitfalls of crazy makers, gossip mongers, and those who are chaos junkies and drama, the drama triangle? You know, people will ask you questions just to see what your answer is. That's why I'm always ready. I'm always on my toes. I'm ready to answer every man concerning my faith. I have no problem answering. I don't know how many can handle the answer, but you have to get to the point where you know your relationship with God. Don't let nobody make you feel less than who you know you are. And some of you need to take a break from kinfolk. And, you know, kinfolk miss you when you're not around them. But when you come around them, they return to the same spirit. So sometimes it's good to steal away and just get away from folk. Take a vacation in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because some people will never change. You may not believe it, but there are some people who will never change. They love the way they are. They like it. They like it. So how do you avoid? Well, you have to change. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, hear this now, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery. He didn't think it was anything wrong with him being equal with God. That shocked some people. Well, what son that's on earth that does not want to be like his father, good or bad? Good or bad? What daughter that does not have some type of desire to be like her mother, good or bad? Yeah. And do you or have you spent a large portion of your life ensuring that people like you? Have you bent over backwards for people you may not even know, only to try to get them to like you? Do you have or have you ever extensively worried whether someone likes you or not? If you seem to find yourself in a never-ending cycle, a never-ending circle of not feeling good or not liking yourself due to what others think about you, what do rumors and gossip have to do with the truth? What if the rumor or the gossip is based in truth? What if the rumor is true altogether? Is it then okay to continue gossiping or relaying to the rumor? Of course it's not. Are you sick of being controlled and manipulated by people that's in your lives? until you become overwrought and you come to a breaking point? If you think someone dislikes you or purposefully try to do things to make them like you, if you try to impress people, listen, let me tell you some people. One thing that you really need to understand, don't seek praises of people. Don't try to have people praise what you do. If you're doing good, do it unto the Lord. Have you ever pretended to be different or someone you weren't in order to fit in? Listen, don't ever do that. Be who God made you. And if people don't like that, kinfolk or not, or acquaintances, then once you come of age, you have to make your own decision. You have to make your own decision, and you can't sit up and worry. You know, I'm so glad that I am free. I want you to be free as I am. Because if you ponder too much on what people think about you, it will weigh you down. I am free. Say it with me. I am free. I want you to be free. Because you know what? It's no longer your business what people think. Isn't that good? Don't you feel free? Praise God. Don't you feel like a burden lifted up? Because you made it your business to care what others think about you. You made it your business. I mean, you got your office set up, got your secretary, got your staff, and you live your life and caring about what people think about you. And it has caused your household to be in an uproar. It has caused your life to be messed up. You know, me and my queen, Katrina, is one thing we don't believe in. We stand together. And you ever been around people, they got a funny spirit? They act funny toward you? And when you feel that funny spirit, and then the same folk who had that funny spirit, they said, no, we're not talking about you. Yes, you are. You don't just wake up and get a funny spirit about somebody. You get a funny spirit from conversations about a person. That's how you get a funny spirit. And what you do with that funny spirit, you laugh at it because it's funny. Praise God. It's a funny spirit. You ever heard folks say, my money is funny? I've never seen money laugh, but I have seen funny spirits from people. And that's why I said it before, I don't apologize. Parents are responsible for many of the evils in the world. You have parents who have taught their children that they're superior, and yet they act like they're morally right. You have parents of all races. I'm not talking to one race. All races, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You got some races. How you got all these people feeling the same way for hundreds of years? Because it's being taught in the home. You're better than this person because of the color of their skin. You're better than this person because you live in this neighborhood. Rich or poor bleed alike. So, by the same token, We have religious segregation. You know, if you believe God this way, then you can't be a part of me. Yeah, you can come, but you never will be a part. You know when you're not a part of something. You can feel when you're not a part of something. Don't ever let nobody make you think you're crazy because of how they feel about you. Don't do that. Because I'm going to tell you something. People who are in denial when they're gossipers. That's one of the first characteristics of a gangsaying person. A gossiper. Denial. They are in denial. And they have an illusion and a delusion. And you can't let that phase you. Why? It's none of your business what people think about you. Stay with me. We're going to go deeper in this. I'll be right back.
Yeah. I need somebody to get excited about Jesus in this place. I want to know, do I have anybody in here that loves the Lord?
Our hands to reach you. We lift our hearts to love you. Holy is your wonder. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We love you.
Lift up your voices and say this.
We love you, Lord. We love you.
Say that with me. Say.
We all come to borrow.
The last, the beginning, and the end. Let them know that there's none like
scripture says, thou shalt condemn every tongue that riseth up against thee in judgment. We have the authority to condemn every tongue that speaks against us. Now, most of God's people are suffering from words that have been spoken against them in church, the workplace, home. But God has given us the kingly authority. Satan's greatest weapon is to condemn us to death. But God has given us the authority to condemn every tongue that rises up against us in judgment. You will experience this in the workplace, in churches, among kinfolk. The disciples did not realize their authority. We have power over all of the powers of darkness. And upon this rock, I'll build my church. Upon this truth, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, when he said to Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church, he was not talking about the four walls of the place where you worship. He was talking about you, building you up. Isaiah 66:1, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? You know, Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and many people have been employed by him. Join me tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time as I talk about Satan's armor, the accusation of the enemy. God bless you.
Like you, yeah. Or heal us like you do. Yeah. of love.